פרשס ויגש, פרק מ"ו, פוסק ו. It says in the פוסק, ויקחו את מקניהם ואת רכושם אשר רכשו בארץ כנען, ויבואו מצרימה, יקריב וכל זרי איתם. So קופונים in פוסק ו, the פוסק relates that Yaakov came with all his descendants, v'chol zarei itay. In Pasuk Zayim, it says as follows, Bonov, his sons, uvnei Bonov, his grandsons, itay, with him, Benoisov, his daughters, uvnois Bonov, and his granddaughters, v'chol zarei. B'chol Zarei means the great-grandsons. Hevi Itoi Mitzrayim. He brought with him to Mitzrayim. So the Yechayim HaKodesh is Ma'irer. L'maise, in the end of Pasuk Vav, it says, V'chol Zarei Itoi. All his descendants came with him. So what is the necessity of Pasuk Zayim to start explaining the sons, the grandsons? And then it says Itoi. And then it continues, B'noisav uv'nois bonav v'chol zaroi hevi Itoi Mitzrayim. Here we are separating the bonav of Nevonav, which says right away Itoi, and then it says Bnoisov of Nois Bonov Vachol Zaroi. So the Chaim HaKodesh says Amir Dikipshat. The Pasuk is telling us there was a tremendous difference between the different descendants of Yaakov Avinu. His sons and his grandsons were equivalent to Yaakov Avinu, which means that they realized there will be many difficulties in Mitzrayim. It will not be the way it is with them now in Eretz Canaan. But if the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that Yaakov and his descendants should go down to Mitzrayim, so they accepted this and were mekabel this on themselves. So that's what the beginning of Pasuk Zayin is telling us. Bonov, his sons, uvnei Bonov and his grandsons, Itoi, were together with him. This Kabbalah, to be mekabel, to accept on themselves Rotzen Hashem. This Kabbalah, just like Yaakov Avinu was mekabel this on himself. So the grandsons and the sons were also mekabel this on themselves. But there were other descendants of Yaakov Avinu, Benoisov, his daughters, Ubnois Bonov and the daughters of his sons, Bechol Zaroi means the great grandsons did not want to go down with Yaakov Avinu to Mitzrayim. They wanted to remain in Eretz Canaan. They realized the difficulties they will encounter in Mitzrayim, and they decided to remain in Eretz Canaan. So, by these descendants, the Pasuk says, Hevi Itoi. He forced them to come down with him. they did not want to come down, and he forced them to come with him to Mitzrayim. And he says, Chazal tell us, Amir de Kizach, Samo di Yisuri Shtikuso. The medication to make sure that Yisurim will go away is Shtikuso, to be quiet, to accept what Rotzen Hashem is, not to go against Rotzen Hashem. And he says, with this we can understand something very interesting. It says in the Pasuk, Vayomos Yosef v'chol hador ahu, and then it speaks about the Shibud. So Chazal tell us, Shekol zman she'echad miyordei Mitzrayim kayim lo yishchel ha'shibud. The Shibud did not start Kol zman the yordei Mitzrayim were in existence. Vayomos Yosef v'chol hador ahu. Then it speaks about the Shibud. So the question arises, it would seem that there was no Shibud, Kol Zman, there was in existence any of the Yerdei Mitzrayim. And we find that Serach Bas Osher, who was from the Yerdei Mitzrayim, she was in the Zman HaShibud. So how does this stem with the Pasuk that the Chazal Darshan with the Pasuk Shekol Zman She'echad Miyerdi Mitzrayim Kayim Lehizchal HaShibud. So the Chaim HaKodesh says, Amir Dikizach, Yerdei Mitzrayim, Chazal mean those who went down to Mitzrayim accepting the Gzeiras Hashem. By these people, they did not experience a Shibud Kolzman, they were in Mitzrayim. They were Mekabel Gzeiras Hashem, and there was no Shibud. After they were nifte, so that's chus of shtikuse, that's chus of kabbalah shesurim, applied to the yerdei Mitzrayim who went down barotzen and they were mekabel gzeiras Hashem. When we speak about Serach Bas Osher, we speak about Yecheved, who also were from the yerdei Mitzrayim. But as the Pasuk says, Bnoisov Ubnois Bonov Hevi Itoi. The Bonis were not Mekabel, the Gzeiras Hashem. They were forced to go down. That's Chus, that there should be no Shibud Kozman there alive, was not applicable to the Bonis. So that's why we see that the bonis were soivel the Shibud Mitzrayim. In Tzavos Yesh Noichlim, he writes as follows. Im yekabel horois me'ava, if a person finds himself in a difficult matziv, there are rois, there's difficulties he's living through, and if he's mekabel them ba'ave, so he says, Amir de Kizak, oz kasha yitnuloi, just like they came upon him, suddenly, any rois, oid ma'at mehera yisor mimenu. So they'll leave him, just like they came upon him suddenly, they'll leave him suddenly. Mehera yisor mimenu. That is, if he's mekabel the Yisurim. This is Ratzon Hashem. He's mekabel it. So they'll leave him. They will not remain with him. Ve'im lo yekablo ha-Yisurim ma'ave. But if he will not be mekabel the Yisurim ma'ave, so what will happen? Oz yeh lo yatzar yaisa godol. So the Yisurim, the pains he has now will get bigger and bigger. Umarichen umaisifin yisurin. It will get more yisurin. There's a Amirdike Posik in Tilim, Capital Lamed Beis, Posik Yud. The Posik says, Rabim machoivim lo rosho. Vabeiteyach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venu. So the Mitzudis says a murdike pshat in this pasuk. The Mitzudis says as follows. Ki ha-rosho ha-mevayet b'yisurim. A-rosho, which is mevayet, he's rebelling against the Yisurim. So what happens? The Rebbeinu Shalom put Yisurim on him, and he's Misraim. He has tainus to the Rebbeinu Shalom why he's doing this. And he's rebelling on these Yisurim. So the Pasuk says, what will his rebellion accomplish? So the Mitzudah says, Hine boim olav rabim machoivim. His rebellion will accomplish that he has more pains, more yisurim. Rabim machoivim l'rosho. There will be more machoivim, more pains to a roshe who does not want to be mekabel the yisurim, but rebels against the Yisurim. So his rebellion will bring about that the Yisurim will increase and get stronger and stronger. Avol habayteyach b'Hashem. The translation Avol habayteyach b'Hashem means he has b'tochen that whatever is occurring to him is mei Hashem. Hashem is midas harachmim. This is coming to me from Hashem. Umaskil odas, this is the lashon of the Mitzudis, and he understands shehema l'tayvosai, that these yisurim which came upon him is a taiva for him. Ki bohem, through these yisurim, Yemura ka'ovim. The din is Yisurim memarkin avinoisav shel Odom. Yisurim cleanses the person from his avinus. So, abeteyach b'Hashem, when he sees he has Yisurim, this hurts him, and this hurts him, and this is bothering him. He realizes that all these pains are the Teivosai. To the Yisurim, Yisurim, Memarkim. And he does not rebel against them. Because he realizes the Yisurim is a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So he knows, so they'll go away. And he realizes these Yisurim brought about that he gets purified from his Avinus. So this Be'emesin is the Yisod of the Chaim HaKodesh. Samo de Yisuri, Shtikuse, when a person gets punished with Yisurim, he should be mekabel the Yisurim. Should not rebel against them, he should be mekabel them. And then, by being mekabel them, he's a beteich b'Hashem, that this is through the Rachmanis from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So he will derive two benefits from this. Number one, the Yisurim will go away from him in a short amount of time. Number two, the Yisurim will accomplish that he will be cleansed from his Avonos. Now let us a little be ma'arech in this inyan. There's a merodic gemore in Baruches, Daf Samach Omed Aleph. The gemore in Daf Samach Aleph relates an incident. Maise behilul hazokim, shoyebo baderech. Hillel HaZokin was in a derech, in a path, outside of the city. V'shoma kol tzvocho be'ir. And he heard there was screaming coming from the city. That means he as yet did not enter the city, but in the path going to the city, he was able to hear from the city there were others screaming. And this screaming meant that there was a tzore, and therefore they were screaming because of the tzore. And Hillel is outside of the city, he's baderech. For Omar, and Hillel said then, he did not enter the city, he did not know clearly the reason for the screaming, but he said a statement as follows. Muvtach ani she'ein ze b'seich b'isi. I am confident that this screaming that occurred in the city is not from my house. In Olav Akosav Omer, and the Pasuk includes Hillel, Mishmua Ro Lo Yira, he is nothing to fear from a Shmua Ro, Nochen Liboy Batuach Bashem. He is not afraid of a Shmua Ro, and he's Batuach. Batuach Bashem. Bishmuro lo yira nochen liboy batuach bashem. This is a very difficult gemara. I like to mention a ha'ore from the Goyin and Masechtas Baruches, a ha'ore from the Shloa Kodesh, and then we'll hear a merdik pshat in the gemara. The Goyin asks, can we assume that tzaddikim did not have Yisurim? We know clearly that tzaddikim suffered from Yisurim. So, how could Hillel say, "Batuach ani she'ein ze bo b'seich beisi mishmuro lo yiro"? Nochin liboy batuach b'Hashem. Tzadikim sabbat yisurim on this world. Number one. Number two. the Shlo HaKodesh, is Ma'irer. That of all people, Hillel was Amir de Ka'anov. And so Hillel should be Mefarsim, should publicize. I'm sure Rabbi Yishlom is not sending Yisurim on me. A fellow, a tzaddik, could be assured about this, but you don't have to publicize this. This publicizing is the hepech of anove. So it's a very difficult gemore. So the Goyim wants to say, and the Shlo HaKodesh does say, Adavuche, the Shlo HaKodesh is in Chelek Aleph, Basora Mamores, Daf Pehei. Amid Aleph and Daf Pehei Amid Beis. So the Shlo HaKodesh wants to say that Hillel did not mean to say that there's no tzara b'seich beisai. He would never say such a thing. Number one, it's the hepech of anove. Number two, there's no such cloud that a tzaddik is not seivul tzoris. Now, Hillel said, Shama kel tzvocho b'seich ha'ir. Kol Tzvocha means screaming, complaining. And that, Hillel said, in my house we don't complain. Whatever might occur, but we won't complain. And that is Pshat Mishmua Ro Lo Yiro. Because we realize Mipi Elyon Lo Yisaitse Horois, nothing bad comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If it's not bad, if it's a toiva hametiv lakol, so then there's no reason to complain. It's difficult, but it's not ro. I once was Menachem Ovo, Hagoyin, Rav Simcha Shep, Zechayna Levroche. He lost a daughter. He was one of the Rosh Shivas in Torah Vedas. He lost a daughter. He was sitting Shiva, Parshas Shemais. They went to be Menachem Ovo. And Rav Sheps started speaking, and he said as follows. We find in Seif Parsha Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go lechatchil to Paroi. He felt he was not the right person to do this. But Rabbeinu Shem told him he has to go. So he went, and what did he accomplish? There was no accomplishment. It became much worse because of his coming. And he tainted to the Rabbeinu Shem, Loma harayosa la'om hazeh, Loma hazeh shalachtoni. And these were very expensive words. Because of this, he was punished, and he was told, Atosire, now you'll see what's going to happen to Paroi. V'loi ha'osi l'malchei shiva umeis. But in Eretz Yisrael, what will happen to the the Balachim in Eretz Yisrael you will not see. You was punished. Atosirim. So Rav Sheps was Moira Lachaira Moshe Rabbeinu had such a love to Klal Yisrael. And he saw what occurred to Klal Yisrael because of his coming. And that pained him tremendously. So he tainted, Loma Reyosa, Loma Ze. What did he say wrong? It bothered him tremendously. The difficulties that he brought about to Klal Yisrael. So why was he punished? So he said he was punished because of his terminology. Lama hare oiso la'omase. The Rabbeinu Sholem did ra to Klal Yisrael. It's difficult, but it's not ra. So that is why he was punished. The Pele Yoyetz in Oisei Havtoche and Daf Pei Beis says as follows. Iker HaBitochen, what is Bitochen? Sheyivtach B'Shem Hashem, that he should have Bitochen in the Shem Hashem, which is the Shem Havaya. What should he have Bitochen? The Bitochen is the Chol Da'ovdi Min Shmaya L'Tov. That is the Bitochen that a Yid has to have, that whatever is being done to him is L'Toiv. V'kame Shmaya Galye L'Tov Lei. And in the Shemayim, they know that it is good for him. V'Ovdi Lei. And that what is good for him, that is what they are doing. Ki odom yire leinayim be'eina de loishapir chozi. A person views and sees with his eyes, which do not see properly. Va'oimar, and according to a person's understanding, when he doesn't see properly, so what is bad for him? He said, this is good, this is gewaldig. What is good for him? He says, it's bad. Aval Hashem Yedeya, the Rabbeinu Shloim knows what is good for him and what is not good for him. Lachain, therefore, is the Lashon of the Pele Yoyetz, Yisratze, he should be merutze on whatever is happening with him. V'yikabel kol haba'olov. He should be mekabel whatever occurs with him. B'yoysoy batuach. And the oifen is capable of being mekabel because he should be assured She'ein dover ra yered min ha-shamayim rak toiv. There is not something bad that comes min ha-shamayim. Ha-toiv u-meitiv la-kel. That's a Pele Yoyetz. There's a mordike keil al-yei. The Kol Aryeh brings down a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer the Kel Aryeh brings down a Zayah Chodosh. In Zayah Chodosh it says, V'yoseif yoshis yodoy aleinecho dohi roza dekriyishma. And the Zayah Chodosh says that what it says in the Pasuk, V'yoseif yoshis yodoy aleinecho, means that Yosef will put his hands on your eyes, and this is the sod of Krishma. The sod of Krishma is that when one learns Krishma, he covers his eyes. And that's Bahum is in the Pasuk V'yosef Yoshes Yode Aleinecho. So the Kol Aryeh says, Amar Dikepshat, and this Zayah Chodosh. The translation of the first pasuk of Kriyishma, we say, Hashem is Midas Arachmem, Aleikeinu is Midas Adin, then we say Hashem Echad. But every matzev, a matzev that we see the Rachmem, the matzev that we see the Din, Hashem Echad, all these matzavim, everything is rachmim. And that is what we say in the first pasuk of Krishma. But Kan Shoyel HaBen, how can one say that everything is rachmim? He's witnessing such tremendous din. So how can you say Hashem Echad? Where's the Rachmim? I witnessed din. So the Teretz is, when you say this Pasuk, Doi Roza de Krishma, when you say this Pasuk, you cover your eyes. Covering your eyes means that I don't try to figure out where the Rachmim is, because I'm witnessing tremendous din. So how can I say, Hashem Echad, cover your eyes. Don't try to figure out where the Rachmim is, because you can't see it. But say, Be'emunah Hashem Echad, everything is Rachmim. And how do I understand that this is Rachmim? I don't understand. I cover my eyes. So I'm not explaining what is occurring, but I'm just saying be'emune that Hashem Echad. And that is Pshat in the Zayah Chodesh. Yaakov Avinu was under the impression that what Yosef was taken away from him, that was the biggest din, the biggest tzore. And now he's seeing that this was the greatest taive. Yosef was taken away to ensure that the world should not become chorev through the hunger. Yosef was taken away that this should be the preparation that Klal Yisrael should have when they go down to Mitzrayim. Therefore, from Yosef you will realize, from Yosef, that you had understood that this is the Midas Adin in its most harsh oifim. You'll realize, Hashem Echad, this was Rachmim. The whole mechira of Yosef was Rachmim. Yosef Yoshes Yodai Aleinecho Dohi Roza de Krishma. It could be Chazal tell us that when Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef, Yaakov Avinu lein krishme. The shaila is, why didn't Yosef lein krishme? According to this pshat, the words of krishma are telling us that afilu in the most difficult matzav Elokeinu Hashem Echad, everything is rachmim. When he saw Yosef, and he realized this yesod that everything is rachmim merubim, he saw this bachush, so he learned krishma then, to be mechazik, this inyan of emune, that nipiyelin leseitze horois. We say in Tehillim, Me'eis Hashem hois ozois iniflos beinenu. We attribute whatever occurs with us is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, from the Baal HaRachmim. But he niflos beinenu. We cannot see this on this world. We have to be mekabel this be'emuna. The Ramchal in Das Tvunis, Simen and Dalet, says as follows. Ki bevadai, b'chol mido mido, heim b'maisei toi v'chesed, heim b'maisei einish v'yish, surim shu yizboch, moideid lono. Every matzev that we are going through, matzovim of chesed, matzovim of din, navchin, we should realize, shnei inyonim, whatever is happening with us, we should realize there are two inyonim we have to understand. Hanire vahanisto. There's one inyon that we can see, and there's one inyan which we cannot see. Anire hu aschar v'oinish. Anire is sometimes things are going good. Sometimes things are going difficult. V'anistachi ha'etzo ha'amuko ha'nimtzeis tomid b'chol midoysof. But there's something that is hidden, and that something is Lahavi ben Asabris letiko nakloli. There is a kavone and an intent to be misaken each person she'ein lecho maise koton oy godo she'ein teichis kavanose letiko nashali. There's not anything that occurs with a person that the purpose of this occurrence is tikkun. And the Ramchal says, La'osid lovoy, nire v'nasig losig lovoy, we will understand echoyu kulom mesibois tachpolois of yizboruch amukes lehetiv lono. We will then be able to understand that everything that occurred with us was for our tikkun, for our toive. There's a Mordeke Gemore, Mesechtes Psochem, Daf Nun Amad Aleph, Oma Rab Ache Bar Chanine, Loi ka oilam hazeh oilam habo. Oilam hazeh is not like oilam habo. Ha oilam hazeh al besura istoivis oimer, boruch hatoiva hameitiv. an Olam Hazeh, an good Besuris, you say a Toiva Meitiv, for Besuris Rois, Oimer Boruch Dainemis, Loilam Abo Kuloi, a Toiv Vahameitiv. Now, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that there is a difference in the brachas which are made in Olam Hazeh and the brachas which are made in Olam Haba. In Olam Hazeh, it is dependent what occurred with him. Psurei Shroish, Yimek Boruch Dainemis, I am Moide, that occurred with me is Dainemis, he'll make a Teva Ameitiv. And Besuris Tevis, you say, and Besuris Tevis, you say, a Teva Ameitiv. Noila Mabo, you always say a Teva Ameitiv. Zuk Tetzlach, it's not different. In Olam Haba, everything is Tev, she make a Teva Ameitiv. The Matziv is a Matziv of Hatovim. In Olam Hazeh, there are different Matzovim. So therefore, there's a Chilik, the Shinei HaBroches. But there's no difference in the Broches. There's a difference in the Matzovim. The Gemara doesn't seem to say this. So the Tzlach brings down from Rabbi Ephraim Risher that the Gemara means something else. The Gemara is speaking about a different broche is made in different mekaymes. Ba'olam hazeh, a person sometimes sees the good, so he says, atoiv ha-meitiv. Sometimes he doesn't see the good, so say atoiv ha-dayanemis. And olam haba, looking back at what occurred in Olam Hazeh, he'll realize that everything was l'tayva soy, shebem soy mida tayva, v'hoi lo levorech ala koil hatayv v'hameitiv. The Tzlach brings down from Rav Chaim Risher as follows. He says, Ba'olam hazeh ein ha'odam mevin v'nidma be'einav kilu hura. In this world, a person makes dayin ha'emes because he thinks that ra occurred with him. So he makes a dayin ha'emes. Ba'olam haba yire l'mafreya she'be'emes ha'yemida teiva. But Olam Haba, when he'll be capable of understanding what happened with him, he'll realize that everything was l'toiv. V'hoyelay l'voich alakel l'toiv ha-meitiv. And then he'll realize that if he would have a complete understanding of what had happened, he should have made a toiv v'ha-meitiv. Now, the Or Chaim HaKodesh, when he says this Yisoid, he says, Samo di Yisurim Kabuli. So he's speaking about when the person finds himself in Yisurim, so the Sam is Shesuki, he should be Mekabel, he should be Mekabel it. Loshen ha-gmorim brochis tav samach beiz ha-medalev kabola di yisurim shtikuso u-mivi rachme. The Gemara speaks about to be me'ira rachme. I'd like to be mesayim in the in Kuntres Likutei Amorim, This is a kuntres in the Sefer from the Chofetz Chaim after the kuntres of Zocher LeMiriam. He says as follows, Ki bevadai darchei Hashem tzadikim v'yishorim. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom does is right. But he says, but a person should be, and we'll say, could be, and should be ma'ira rachmem, that the yisurim should go away. It says in the posik in Yeshaya Perek Samech Beis Ois Vav Zayim, Hamaskirim es Hashem al domi lochem. Don't be quiet. And the Radak says, Keneged Bnei HaGolus. We're speaking about the Bnei HaGolus. We are in Golus. So the Novi is telling us, Haskiru eshmoi tamid, v'layir lechem domi ushtike. You should say to be mispalo, that these Yisurim, the Golus, should end. Vispalolu lefon of Tomid, and be mispalo keseda, vishivchu lefon of levavchem, ad yechoyne Yerushalayim b'choy meseo o bibinyono. That you should continue being mispalo till the Golus will end. So there's a chiyuv not to be quiet about it, not only to assume that this is going to remain, and this is Rotzen Hashem, but the Rotzen Hashem is we should be Ma'ira Rachmei Shamayim, that the Yisurim should end. And I think this is Pshat, that Pnina, Chazal tell us, Pnina L'Shem Shamayim Niskavno. It says in the Postik, V'chi asato tzoroso gam koas, bavur harimo, shetisraim shi akoro v'tispalo. And I'd like a little to elaborate. Chane was unable to have children, and by Emerson, Chane was mekabel, so this is Rotzen Hashem, she can't have children. And she was mekabel this. Pnina was being metzayer her that she was not able to be sable this. Pnina would ask her every day, how did you send away your children this morning? What happened when they came back? How was cheder? And all these things made it terrible for Chana to exist. Now, why did she do this? So the Gemara says, Pnina l'shem shamayim niskavno. She did not want that Chana should accept this, that she won't have children, nor she wanted that Chana should not be able to cope with this, because every day Pnina was being mitzayah till she was mispalot to have children. And that was the L'shem Shamayim Niskavna. So Al Koponim, so even though there's a Seder on the Yisurim that a person was Mekabel, and these Yisurim received already, so on these Yisurim, he should be mekabel them, and that is some of the yisuri shesuki. But there's another eitzah al ha'osid. She should be mispalo ma'ira rachme shemayim, that they should go away, and that is the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hamaskirim Hashem al domi lochem. Don't be quiet. Be ma'ira rachme shemaim that they should go away. the Golos should end, and we should be zeichet to this, bekorev v'yameinu mamish.